Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 513. And if you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will show you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling. I have a lot of Bible reading tonight to show you what the actual meaning of judge not, that you be not judged. I'm doing a series on these. I did one of these yesterday. You probably already heard that. For with whatever judgment you use, we know that all of the Word of God is God's judgment. And so we're not to judge anything if we're not using, but we are to use judgment on everything that God says. We're to use His judgment. And whatever He says is truth. He has, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The words that I speak unto you are spirit, Holy Spirit, and they are truth, and they are life. In other words, they are blood. Thy life is in the blood. So all our life, if our body is drained of blood, the life goes with it. If God gave His life, His only begotten Son, He was in His Son, the Holy Spirit, and He gave His blood, His life, that we could have access to the throne of God through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, because there were bulls and goats and lambs that were given as sacrifices in the Old Testament until the true sacrifice came. Then that ended the blood sacrifices. And back then they used to do that once a year. But now, or when anybody sinned or wanted to give a sacrifice unto the Lord. But now, 2,000 years ago, the true sacrifice, the one that all the other sacrifices were pointing to, was Jesus. And when He came, that ended all the animal sacrifices and the birds and all these different sacrifices. And now Christ died once, so it's not that you can go back every day after you've sinned and get repentance and repentance, because the Bible plainly states that there is no more repentance because Christ died once for a sin. And He's not going to die anymore to sin. As a matter of fact, the Bible plainly states that in Hebrews 10:26, quote, "For if we sin voluntarily," now this is the way it says it in the Spanish Bible, and really in the Hebrew Bible, "if we sin willingly," in the King James, "or voluntarily, after having received the knowledge of God's word," the truth, that you cannot sin and be in heaven, "there will be no more sacrifices for more sins." You can't sin anymore. And then it is a, and it goes on in chapter 10, verse 31, it says, "It is a horrendous thing to fall into the hands of the living God." It is a horrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Into the hands of the living God. Into His hand. Now this is the judgment of God. This is His direction in which we should go. All right, so and in Hebrews 6:4-8, it says, "It's impossible to renew you to life." And we're going to go into these scriptures. And it also says, Hebrews 10, "No more repentance, no more sacrifice for more sins." And Revelations 21:8, the direction of the Lord, the judgment is that the fearful and unbelieving people will not be in the kingdom of heaven, liars and so on. We'll get into these scriptures as much as I can on this program. I've got some music, got letters, got lots of Bible reading, and a lot of good, exceedingly good direction from the judgments of God. Now, we're not to judge anything. You've got so many Christians, people that call themselves Christians today, that are judging people that they don't even know. And especially harsh judgment on people that are really keeping the commandments of the Lord, and they wouldn't think to come up with their own judgment against people that are really serving the Lord, because they obviously are sinners, because they're judging people that they don't even know anything about them, and especially people that are bringing forth more souls to repentance than anybody else in the world. So right now, let's go and we'll ask the Lord to anoint this and to open up people's minds to have the understanding of the judgment of God, who says, for you not to judge, you are not to judge, well, that is, with your judgment, because all the necessary judgments that we need are incorporated within the Word of God, and we go to His Word to find out what proper judgment is, or proper direction. And the Bible says that all of God's ways are judgment. He's constantly watching people. You hear people say, well, God's not just looking, you know, to zap you into hell. No, He has His judgments. He meticulously and laboriously put together His words so that we have judgment, that we needn't think of what we think is right or wrong, or that we need to go to the people or the mob to find out what they think is right, because they've constantly thought the wrong thing. They're just worried about the wrong thing, and they think the wrong thing, so it's right and wrong. It just amazes me. You know, the Bible says that Satan would be given a mouth, and that is the media at large. It's for sure, because they exalt everything that is false and is of Antichrist, and they destroy everything. They attempt to destroy the Word of God, but that just keeps going on. For if people have the fear of the Lord and they keep God's commandments, well, then they're going to stand up against the treachery of Satan and his one world or international world government, which is satanic, is the actual Antichrist. And there are hundreds of millions of Antichrist people. And so I'm so happy to know that God has set forth His judgments in this world. Or He says that any person that's in the body of Christ, even the least esteemed person, the one that knows the Bible the least or has just newly been saved, they can pick up a Bible and tell you what God's judgment is. In other words, what His direction is, so that you don't have to guess, or you don't have to go to the mob and say, hey, what do you people think? Like a bunch of wishy-washy Casper Milquetoast type people. What do you folks think? Every time I see the commentators or newscasters on TV saying that, I just figure, you worms, you know, why would you be asking a bunch of people that don't even give God the glory for His judgments, His direction, His judgments, His statutes, and His precepts, which is absolutely sound doctrine, for the way that we're supposed to conduct our life here on this earth. And the reason then people are saying, another thing that really perplexes me when I hear them saying, what has gone wrong with our youth? Satan has taken the Bible out of school, and there's no direction there. When people rule their lives according to God's word, then we don't have all the problems and the shootings and the deaths and the drive-by shooting. There's chaos on earth now because people have their own judgments. And the commandment, which a lot of unsaved people, most of them like to say, you, Tony, you're not supposed to judge us. I'm not judging you. I'm telling you how God judges you. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So I'm doing the right thing. I'm saying God judges you. And so when the Lord told me to stay here in this little town because they were gathering together a mob, He says, remember what my word says. He says, they'll rise up against you, but I'll destroy them. And he's already destroyed a couple dozen of them over in this little town already. He said, just stay there. They're not going to do anything to you. I'm going to get them. And so I saw this is the direction of the Lord. He says, well, we have the Word of God, yes, but we also have the Holy Spirit as well. The Lord stated that he went up to heaven as and he is sending down his Spirit into people that receive him. And he gives us the power, his power and his word, which is guidance, which is also power, to be able to, and he leads, guides, and directs us and teaches us all things. Now, the Bible doesn't teach us everything, but it does teach us that the Holy Spirit will teach us whether to go to California, New York, or whatever, or just stay put. And the Lord says, trust me, you just stay put. They're not going to do anything. They're going to be like the rabble of the earth. They're going to be like dogs barking at your heels and serpents biting at your boots. But I'll take care of them. And so far, many of them have died. It's just an incredible thing. And I prayed, you know, God, if there's any good in them at all, if they're going to repent, forgive them. And this is what we're saying. The more I do that, the more God pours out coals of fire on their heads. And so any of you people that are listening that are still judging, making up your own judgment that I'm some kind of a weasel when you don't even know me, I would suggest that you stop barking, okay, because God will kill you. That's from the Word of God. That's his judgment. And you're judging with your own judgment, and the Lord says that you're going to be judged. And but by righteous judgment, that you come against his people, he'll kill you. So, you know, out of the treasures of my heart, where the Spirit of the Lord dwells, I urge you to back off and do what the Lord says. Those of you that are trying to persecute and are in fact persecuting the Church of the Lord, back off, because you're just hurting yourself. It's like the Lord says that he said to the Apostle Paul, who was also persecuting the Church, he said, it's hard for you to kick against the cactus. You know, because every time you do, you get one of those spears in your toes. Amen? Yeah. You can't fight God and win. Every time you try to fight him, he's going to send spears and darts into your liver. And you won't be able to live any longer. And not only that, you're going to be judged. And as it says in the Bible, that it's a horrendous thing, a horrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So that is a spiritual judgment, because God judges all things, and so do those of us that are that have his word in us. We judge everything, but not with our own judgment, but by the judgment of the Lord, the Bible. So if you want to know clear direction in this world, read the Bible. And you say, well, I don't believe this part. You will. You will believe it. And if you, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the living God. And so if you take part of some of the words of God, you're not going to live. Because anyone that attempts to insult God, that his word is not true, well, you're going to suffer for it. I'm trying to tell you the right thing, the right way of thinking. You're thinking the wrong way. It is a horrendous thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And if you continue sinning, the Bible says that there's no more sacrifices for more sins, because the Lord died once and for all, and he's not going to die again. He says, I am he who is dead, but behold, I am alive forevermore. I'm not going to come back and die for you. So if you know the judgments of the Lord, you know his clear direction, and you decide willingly, wantingly, knowingly to sin some more, it says there is no more sacrifice for sinning more. For if we sin voluntarily after having received the knowledge of the truth, that this is God's judgment now, truth, there will be no more sacrifices for more sins. Once was enough. Once was enough. So, Father God, I pray that you will continue with your word, that you will continue teaching this magnificent scripture, which shows this is to be used by every scripture in the Bible. Judge not, but use every scripture in the Bible to do the judgment for you. All right? So if you decide that you would like to abort a baby, which is not really aborting, it's murdering a baby, then you're not supposed to make a judgment that your body is your own, because it's not. Jesus paid for our souls with his blood, and so we don't belong to ourselves. He paid for us to be his servants. And if we decide not to, well, then you're in a lot of trouble. This is the judgment of the Lord. So he says, judge not with your own judgment, but read my word so that you can live. Because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word. That's how you're going to live forever, is to let me change the spirit, give you a new spirit, and let me, and I am the word, live inside your spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is the word of God. Jesus is the word. And Jesus is God. He's Emmanuel that was here with us, and he's still with us, those of us that are born again of the Spirit, where he lives in our spirit. So, Lord, let people tuck that away in their hearts and let them receive salvation, the new spirit that you promised even in the Old Testament, that you'd send a new spirit in them, and that you'd give them not a heart of stone any longer, that your word is like a hammer. It breaks their stony hearts in pieces and makes it a heart of flesh, and he'll write the law of God on your heart. It's like Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law, I came to fulfill it. I came to break your stony hearts by the Holy Spirit and live in you so that my grace, which is my power, will give you, by God's grace, you will be able to do all things in Christ Jesus. You can do every, in other words, keep all God's judgments, all of his precepts, all of his statutes. And Lord, so that you can get into, that you can continue in Christ, in the Word, in God, the Word, so you can live forever in heaven. So, we're going to get underway here now, Lord. Bless this service. Open hearts and spirits, souls. And open people's minds, because they need to receive the whole word of God, which is the whole armor of God in their mind. That's your direction, that we must have the whole armor of God. We must have a new mind, your mind. We can't think that we're anything, because even the most intelligent person on this earth is foolishness unto you. But your word endureth forever. Mankind shall die. It's appointed unto man once, only one time to die. You're not going to come back reincarnated. There's no such thing as that. It's appointed unto man once to die, one time only, and it could be today for you or me. And after this comes God's judgment. And how is he going to judge you? If you judge his word in this world to be the guide, your direction, and the true judgment that you should use, and you must use, well, then you'll be in heaven. But if you reject any of God's word and say that it's sin, like Reverend Hagee and so many of the other dastardly people, because God hates false prophets. And the reason that I'm so much on polygamy, that it's not a sin if God tells you to, is not because I wanted to do this, but the Lord told me to preach on it because the media keeps saying that it's wrong, and the Bible says that it's right. And the same thing about the age of females and people when they're married. The Bible says that people are married when they reach puberty. Why am I going to this? Because you say, ah, that's what I do, and things like that. Not so. And even if I did, it would be okay with the Lord, but not in the United States, because, or not in any country anymore, because what they're saying is that it's sin. And those that say it's sin are sinning against God. This is God's judgment. The Antichrist government is not supposed to be the judge. God commands in the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew for them not to be the judge. They're to run the country and the world by the word of God. Because God is God. It's just that people don't get that. I mean, it's very hard. They want to be the judge. It's Satan rising up again saying, I will be the judge. I will be like the Most High God. You're not the judge, and you're not the final judge at all. You're not the judge today. The Lord is judging everybody. He wants to know who against this whole world order will come up with the true word of God. And, you know, we're supposed, and the Bible says that we are to believe God more than man. Amen? And especially, we're to believe God more than Satan. So God is checking people out. If you're fearful and unbelieving, the Lord said in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, but the fearful, you're more afraid of Satan in his Antichrist church that is judging falsely. And they're going to be judged. The Bible says that he's going to be cast into the lake of fire. The three evil spirits, the false prophet, the beast, the international world government, and the devil himself, all are going to be cast into hell. Isn't that what the Bible says?
Amen.
The media, everyone, that whole combine, that entire evil, wicked Antichrist government, and those that believe in it, they're going to held in the lake of fire. So Lord, bless this service and bless it into the hearts of everyone, and let them stop and think and read your word so that they can know what is the right thing to do rather than to continue on in the judging of this world or anyone else in this world other than you. I judge not my own self, but because sometimes Satan will come and condemn you of something that's okay to do. And I won't go for that, because I know the word of God, and if the Lord says it's all right, I'm going to do it, all right? Now, not here in the United States, because I don't want to go to prison for doing those things, but I'm going to tell everybody that it's all right if you... If the government sends you to prison for 100 years or 45 lifetimes like they're doing to innocent people that are following the word of God, you know, you just can't be worried about things like that. I'm more worried about, and I'm not worried at all, but because I'm not going to be one of the fearful of the Antichrist. I fear God. So Lord bless it, and let souls be saved, and they're saved by receiving your judgments, your direction, that is, and by rejecting everything else. Lord, that save their souls, and not be people that are just afraid of money or world power. Lord, let them not do that anymore, because, again, the fearful and unbelieving, the ones that don't believe you, and fear the government rather than you, they're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire with Satan and his angels, his evil angels. So, Father, I ask that the souls will be saved and the church strengthened in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, as I said before, the direction of the Lord is that we had a bunch of people that were saved, and they decided that they would voluntarily sin again. Hebrews 10:26. In the Bible, God's guidance, his judgment said, for if we sin voluntarily, willingly, wantingly, knowingly, after having received the knowledge of the truth, the word of God, which is the truth, there will be no more sacrifices for more sins. And, but they put the word of God out to open shame. And this, the scripture says it's a horrendous, it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And so a lot of these people that are singing this next song that's coming up here, woe, W-O-E, to the sinner man. Where are you going to run to? And the rocks and mountains, you're going to be praying for rocks and mountains to fall on you. Woe, sinner man, where are you going to run to? This choir and orchestra was ours. They were saved and they fell away because of persecution. But there were some that stayed and continued on in the Lord because they're more fearful of God than they are persecution from the enemy of our souls. So here they are. Only about 5 or 10% of them remain. But we've got a whole new crop. That's what the Bible means about the last that are saved will be saved. And the first, these people that are singing and playing in the orchestra, will be last. They will not make it into heaven. Woe, sinner man, by the former Alamo Christian Orchestra and Choir. Go ahead and play it. Praise the Lord. Yeah, sinner man, where are you going to go to when the Lord opens up the heavens? And you can see His, God fills everything. And so people will not just see the little human stature of Christ standing in the heavens coming back, but his entire figure will just, everybody in the world, his figure will be so large that they'll see it all over the earth. He fills the heavens, and when he comes back, and they'll be praying. They say, oh my God, this is God. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Satan is down on this earth. He's been cast out of heaven. He used to be able to bring petitions to God regarding his saints, God's saints, but now he's been cast down, and he's full of wrath because he knows that his time is short. He knows that he's going to hell in the lake of fire. He's going to be cast right in there with his evil, unholy angels and all those that have been deceived and never repented in this world. And so misery loves company, and he wants you, and if I, even myself, you know, to go to hell. And even the Apostle Paul said that he'd be cast into hell if he stopped preaching the gospel. And some people think that they can just go to church and listen to funny preachers. You know, they have the, really deep down want to be comedians. But they're really not preaching the real powerful meat of the Word of God. They just don't have it. Because they're false prophets. And the Lord says that we're not supposed to use our own judgment, because the judgment for us to live by is already written down by God, and everybody has their own opinion of what is right. And the world, even these the mob says to each other, well, everyone has a right to their opinion, but according to God, you can have your own opinion, but you're going to pay for it. You're going to hell. Because, you know, we really, if we want to go to heaven, we don't have a right to our own opinion, our own ideas, or our own ways, or our own will. Our wills are it must be nailed to the cross of Christ. And we must do the will of the Lord like Jesus did. We must be like him in order to get into heaven. There's not going to be any more of this democracy in heaven where everybody thinks they're right. You have to agree that Christ, that the Word of God is right, because Christ is the Word of God. God is the Word. Read that in the first chapter of John, verse 1 and 2, the first chapter. And you say, well, you have your right to your opinion. No, you don't. Not if you want to go to heaven. Now, you can do it, and God will let you, because he doesn't make us into robots, but you're going to be sorry for having your own opinion. You're going to be sorry for having your own judgment. Because, as I said, the judgment, and the Word says that the judgment, you're not supposed to use your own judgment. But we're to judge everything by the Word of God, by God's Word. Because his judgments are true, and they're righteous, they're right. And the reason some people get it into their head that God told them to drown their children or to go into a school and kill their school chums with a rifle. This isn't God. That's your own judgment, your own direction, and you go to hell. And you know it's wrong, otherwise they wouldn't shoot themselves after they did it. And if you kill your own self, you may think that you look righteous to the people in the world, but you're right in hell. And what difference does it make what people think? People, the mob, democrats, have always been wrong, because it's we the people, we're the right ones. How many people do you know that know more than God? Bible says, no one is able to say unto him, what doest thou, or how? Why have you made me this way? People that may have some physical problems, or they don't look as good as they think they should. Maybe the Lord did that to you so that you wouldn't wind up in hell. Some of the most beautiful people in the world are just right on their way to hell, because everybody wants to have sex with them and everything. I've was on a, I've known so many beautiful women that are actually, some of them are top movie stars today, and they're living a life of their own judgment, not the judgment of the Lord, and they're going to pay for it. So actually what their beauty is a curse unto them, because there wouldn't be that many people wanting to have sex with them and things like that. And they think they can just marry and remarry and marry and remarry, or just have sex without the virtue of being married. They don't believe that they have to be born again of the Spirit, because they do all kinds of evil, you know, sexual movies and things like that. And it's going to be a horrendous thing for them when they see God. They're going to say, oh my God. Then the shame will come on them for living the way that they're living. I have some letters. Where's the first one from?
From Malawi, Africa.
Okay.
Dear World Pastor Tony Alamo, I am now very pleased and inspired to write to you that I have fully accepted Christ as my Savior after deeply reading through your literature with the title The Messiah According to Bible Prophecy and a few of your other spiritual booklets, which were given to me by my younger brother Simeon, who is a distributor of your literature in Chittapa District, Malawi. In the meantime, I don't have any Bible, so I request you to send me one and more of your different literature, which is written in English, including all necessary books. I am a primary school teacher, and I hope to be helped with my request soon. May God highly bless you. Yours faithfully, Murray from Zimba, Malawi, Africa.
All right, and you have another one.
Yes, from Las Vegas, Nevada. Dearly beloved, I just received your packet of newsletters in the mail today. Praise the Lord. It was truly good news from a far country, as cold waters to a thirsty soul.
Isn't this great? I used to live in Las Vegas, Sue and I did. I was managing a motel there in a wedding chapel when I first got saved. It was really a bring down to me, because I owned a Beatle album, and the Lord told me that I'm not supposed to sell it, to show people in the world that I'm not in the ministry for any money at all. And it was Sue and I who were next to starving for a long time. We got put through the fire, and in order to let everybody know we're not in the ministry. And I wouldn't go through the dirty lies that people tell about me for love nor money. If I wasn't so afraid of the Lord, I know that I don't want to fall into the hands of the living God, because I know that there wouldn't be any forgiveness for me if I decided to, because of that I was fearful of government or anybody on this earth or guns, bullets, bombs. I know that if a bullet goes through my brain, I might not even feel it, and I'll be right in heaven. And there isn't any more harm or dirty lies that they can tell about me in heaven, because there won't be any liars there. There won't be any false accusers there. And you know, the false accusations always come from people that I never met. All there's like hundreds of people, even thousands of them that knew me before I was saved, and they know that I'm for real. I'm not what people say. I'm not a cult leader. A cult leader is somebody that says that they're God. That's the Pope, all right, mm-hmm. In Rome. He says he's God. I never said that in my life, and I never will, all right? And so that's your cult leader right there. He thinks that he's God, and that he can do anything that he wants and not be judged by any authority on earth. But the Word of God judges him. And the Word of God judges all these people that call themselves federal government agents, and they're not. They're international government agents of the Pope of Rome. That's what they are. And I'm not going to hell to lie about them. I'm not lying. They are.
Amen.
Ask them if they believe in the Pope. Well, of course, some of them will say, well, I believe that he has a right to his own opinion. But God doesn't say it. He says, judge not, amen, with your own judgment. So he doesn't have a right to his own opinion. And I don't have a right to my own opinion either. That's why I don't judge with my own judgment. I judge myself and you with the Word of God, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fair judgment, because that's the way God's going to judge us, at the judgment bar of God or the mercy seat of Christ. All right, let's listen to the rest of this. In Las Vegas, Nevada, I lived there for about 3 years. We used to preach the gospel to people around the casinos and all kinds of people there. We had many church services and won a lot of souls in Las Vegas, and we still send our witnessers, our distributors into that town, putting, there's so many cars that we can put lots of tracks on the car windshields. Okay, go ahead.
I have been seeking the Lord for His will to be done in my life, and I truly believe that Jesus wants Pastor Tony's newsletters to be distributed here in Las Vegas.
Well, that is very good judgment. And why? Because the newsletters are the Word of God. Amen. If it were my words, the Lord wouldn't want them distributed. If it was my judgments, it wouldn't be. But it's not my judgments, because I'm not going to fall into disobeying God. He says, judge not. That means with your own judgment. So I put the judgments of God down on paper and give the scriptures and verses, just like I did, that I'm going to keep doing today if we have any time. And then you'll see that the Bible says that, and the Bible is our guide. And if everyone that doesn't use the Bible for their guide, like the Muslims in Indonesia, they got wiped out. They hear a couple hundred thousand of them, and it's happening everywhere in the world. And God's starting to pour out His wrath on the world, and it's not going to stop. It's going to get worse and worse. The more you reject the Word of God, the more you're going to be cursed. And just because it's not an earthquake, or a tsunami, or a tornado, or a twister, or a hurricane, what about your health? You got problems, cancer, leukemia? Does some loved one of yours have cancer, leukemia, AIDS? I believe all these diseases and many more are at epidemic proportions today. These are curses from the Lord, folks, whether you know it or not. Repent, and the Lord will heal you. Repent, and the Lord will forgive you if you continue on to the end. Okay, let's finish with this Las Vegas letter.
If ever there was a place on earth that needs to hear the truth, it is here. I am ready and willing to pass out as many of the following newsletters as the Lord puts upon your heart to send me. Dry Bones, The Tree, The Looking Glass, Brace Yourselves, Difficult Mountain, and That's What It's All About, Bessie. I am eternally grateful to you, Pastor Tony, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Love, Durek, from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Praise the Lord. Well, that's wonderful. Now, 1 Corinthians 2:14 through 16... Gives you some direction. Now, the people that are in the international world government are not saved, and the Bible calls them carnal men or natural man. They're the natural man. They're not spiritual men. And verse 14 in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 through 16 states, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit or the Word of God or the blood of God, because the life is in the Spirit, and His Word is Spirit and life, and the Word, the Spirit of God, it says, is life. Well, the life is in the blood, so we know that, spiritually speaking, the blood of Jesus is also the Word of God. And when Jesus said, you must drink my blood, in other words, drink my Word, in other words, drink my life, because the life is in the blood, and He says that my Word is Spirit and life, then we know that the Word of God, spiritually speaking, is the blood of Jesus, is the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so the sinner, the natural man, the carnal man, the man that has no spirituality about him at all, he doesn't receive the things of life, the Spirit of God, the Word of God. For they are foolishness. Life, the actual spiritual realm, is foolishness unto them. This is the direction of God. This is the judgment of God. Now, I'm not saying this other than through God, because I believe what God says. I don't believe anything that man says at all. Nothing. Okay? So far as spiritual things. I'm talking about spiritual realm now, folks, okay? So the word of God, the blood of God, the life of God is foolishness unto a carnal man, a natural man. And they cannot know them. It says neither can a carnal man, an unspiritual man, know the things of God, the direction of God, because they are spiritually, these things of God are spiritually discerned. And how can meat discern spirit? You're just carne. You're just made out of, you're just carnal, natural. But he that is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. Now, it says that we judge all things. Well, wait a minute. Now, the Bible says, judge not. Right. The carnal man judges with his own judgment, but the spiritual man judges all things because he uses the word of God to judge. You understand?
Amen.
And because the word of God, his judgments are true. They're righteous. They're right, in other words. So the spiritual man judges all things because he has the mind of Christ. The word of God is filled into his mind. He has the entire armor of God. In other words, the whole word of God, he's clothed with that so that he doesn't fall into the same traps that carnal men, unspiritual men do. They think they're the judges. And that's why the media keeps telling, well, what do you think? You know, I don't care what I think. You know, if I was a carnal person, what good is what I think? Or what good is what you think? It's what God thinks is the thing that we're going to be judged by. If we believe him, we're going to think the way he does. The way we do is receive the entire word of God into our hearts, our minds, our spirits. So the spiritual man judges all things, but with his judgment. Yet he himself is judged by no man, that is carnal man. For who, that is carnal, knows the mind of the Lord? Which one of you carnal people out there know the word of God? You don't, because it's foolishness unto you. That you may instruct. You don't know the word of God so that you can instruct anybody. So why are you instructing anybody out there, you people, the media? But we, those of us that are spiritual, we have the mind of Christ because we've absorbed the word of God into our minds. And we know what true judgment is. We don't dare judge. We don't at all dare to judge. Now, Sharon, read Hebrews 10:26 real quick, like we've only got a few minutes left here.
For if we sin willfully after that we have received...
Now, this is God's direction, his judgment. It says, this is to you Christians. This is to you Christians that have decided to throw in the towel because you can't stand persecution. You can't stand the kind of life that Jesus lived. And when the Bible says that we have to be like him, that's the direction. That's the judgment of God. We must be like him. And we don't know what we're going to be when we get into him, but we know we're going to be like him. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, go ahead, read it again.
For if we sin willfully after that we...
Or voluntarily, right?
Yes.
After having received what?
The knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins.
There will be no more sacrifices for more sin. Okay, now chapter 10, verse 31.
It is a fearful thing to fall into...
Or a horrendous, a horrible thing. What?
To fall into the hands of the living God.
And how will we do that? Is if we remain carnal and we decide to keep using our own judgment. Now, Hebrews 6, chapter 6, verses 4 through 8.
For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened...
In other words, if you Christians out there knew the Bible, and then you decide to go back to be a carnal man again, you come down off the cross, for it's impossible to what?
For those who were once enlightened, and have tasted of the
heavenly... Enlightened, that means you knew what the judgments of God are so that you could judge. Amen?
Amen.
All men. Did one?
And have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame.
Yes. There's no more repentance, right?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Amen.
Hebrews 10, it says that. Now, Revelations 21, verse 8.
But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers...
This is direction we got. This is for sure the true judgment of God. Then what?
And sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Okay, now 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 11. We have to speed up because we only have one more minute. But the thing is this is excellent instruction for people that want to go to court with the unsaved people. Dare any of you go to court with unsaved people? Read it real fast.
Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world?
Yeah, we're going to judge the world. Now, how do you mean, judge not? Yes, because we're judging the world with God's judgment. Then what else?
And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life.
So you can see the difference between judge not with your own judgment and the judgment that God has given us because we carry his word. Amen. We can judge all things. And we judge presidents, kings, antichrist people, but not with our own judgment, with the judgment of the Lord, in hopes that they'll receive salvation. I see my time is up. This is not only God's judgment, but it's the judgment of the clock. You know, we can see that it's time to accept Christ as your personal Savior for your own good. We're not doing God any favor. You're doing yourself, because burning in hell is forever. You know, grinding your teeth and chewing on your tongue is forever, and the flames that never stops is forever. So say this prayer. And you'll be saved. Say it to the Lord with all your heart. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, with the Father, by the Holy Spirit, the whole Godhead. Wash all my sins away in your precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me. And I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. So just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord. Give all the glory to him. And Sharon, tell everybody in Radioland how they can receive a copy of this program, number 513.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505. Or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Tune in tomorrow so that you can learn how to rightly divide the Word of God, so that you can have the right pathway, the right judgment, that you're using God's judgment forever. Here's a good... a person that I know him, and he was one of the few people that called me up from a recording session just after Susie died. His name is B.J. Thomas, and he's going to sing for you, I Believe.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. And I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere